Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tet. Mishnah here will talk about another sorech of the Moed, another need of the holiday that a person is allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, even though it may be labor intensive. Mishnah says, Ma'amidin Tanur Vechirayim Verehayim BaMoed. The person is allowed to set up an oven or a stove, or Rehayim is a millstone where they would crush different things in that mill. He's allowed to do that on Yom Tov. A person's allowed to build these things because he's preparing food for the holiday itself. So here it's permitted, even though it's a ma'ase uman. Setting this up is something that entails a very high level skill. It's a skilled labor, and also there's a lot of effort being put into it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in mechabeshin et harehayim batehilah. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you're allowed to set up the millstone, but you're not allowed to roughen up the surfaces of the millstone, but tehillah for the first time on Chol HaMoed, even though Hachamim, first opinion Tanakama, allowed a full construction of a millstone on Chol HaMoed, which includes roughening the surface, which we'll get into in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on them and saying that if you're roughening the surface of a new millstone, that's an extremely skilled task, and also there's very, very much labor involved, so therefore he says you're not allowed to do it. If it was an old millstone, Rabbi Yehuda would allow it because it was roughened previously, so it's not considered to be as skilled of a task that's needed, and also there's not as much labor involved. What that means, roughening the millstone, a millstone is basically two large rocks. One would be on the bottom that would not move at all, and there would be one on top that would rotate and it would grind all of the grain under it. So you need something to trap the grain, or else it would just keep on moving as the millstone is moving. So they would make these different edges in them so that the grain would stop, and then it would have that collision with the millstone that would go over it. It would catch it and it would help grind the kernels. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying, if it's a new millstone, you can't go that far, can't do that. Hachamim would say, even that is allowed. Masechet Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yod. This Mishnah is going to talk about two types of repairs that can be done on Chol HaMoed, but they have to be done with a Ma'aseh Hedyot, which is a non-professional manner. They cannot be done with a Ma'aseh Uman. Mishnah says, Osin ma'ake la'gag v'lamid peset ma'aseh hedyot. You're allowed to make a railing for a roof or for a balcony, but it has to be done in a amateur way. It can't be done in a professional way. They would pile stones on top of each other in the shape of a wall. They wouldn't cement them down in order to make sure that nobody got hurt, nobody fell. Aval lo ma'aseh uman, it cannot be done in a professional manner. The Mishnah here is talking about with the railing, obviously, it's not needed in a very strong way. It only serves as an extra layer of protection. We know there's the commandment of making a ma'akeh, of making a safety railing around a roof or a balcony to make sure that nobody would fall. The Mishnah here is not talking about that, because if that was the topic over here, of course, it would be allowed at any point in time. It's a mitzvah, it's a commandment. It would be, of course, allowed on Chol HaMoed with a ma'ase uman in a professional manner. So here we're just talking about, well, one that's either being used for a roof that's for storage, so there's nobody up there, or it's being put there as an extra level of protection, but it's not the Torah's example. Mishnah continues another case. Shafin et ha-sedakin u-ma'gilin otan b'ma'gila b'yad u-baregel. You're allowed to smear plaster over cracks in a roof. The flat roofs in those days were covered with clay, and they wanted to make sure that no cracks would be there because rain would come in and it would destroy the home. And we said, you're allowed to smooth out the plaster with your hand or foot, even if the results are very good, like use an actual roller, which is a professional thing that they would use. They would not be allowed to smooth it out with a type of utensil that would smooth it out in a very professional manner. Repairs, again, could only be done in an amateur way, which is hands or feet, ma'aseh hedyot. They can't be done with a actual roller or with something that was a utensil. That's all talking about a situation where it wasn't actually raining yet, because you're unsure if damage is going to happen to the house, if there's going to be a have said that there's going to be a loss. So you're not allowed to do it in a professional way. But if you are in a situation where it's actually raining, of course you're allowed to seal it in a professional manner in order to prevent a definite loss happening to your house. Another type of case that comes up now. If you have a situation where you have a hinge of a door, a socket, a beam, a lock, or a key that broke, you're allowed to repair them on Chol HaMoed, even in a ma'asit uman manner, a professional manner, because these repairs are essential to the security and the safety of a person's home. They stop thieves, ganavim, from coming in the house and causing them to lose their property. So you're allowed to do this even in a way that would be a ma'asit uman. But you're not allowed to time it properly where it's going to fall out on the mo'ed. You can't say to yourself, you know what, I know I'm going to be off of work all Chol HaMoed. I don't want to spend time before the holiday. I have a lot to do. Let me just hold off till Chol HaMoed and I'll do it then. That would not be allowed. You can't plan it for the holiday. If it happens to fall out on the holiday, either it broke on the holiday or you didn't get around to it before the holiday and all of a sudden you find yourself having the opportunity to get it done on the holiday, then that's the way that you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. V'chol kevashin shehu yachol le'echol mehen b'moed kovshan. Any type of pickled food that you could pickle on Chol HaMoed and it'll be ready to eat on the actual holiday, on Chol HaMoed or on the Yamim Tovim, you're allowed to pickle them on Yom Tov. It's considered to be a preparation for the holiday. Foods that would be eaten during the holiday itself, you're allowed to pickle, even though pickling is something that you shouldn't be doing because it seems to be you're preparing. It's a actual melacha of pickling is a melacha. And you shouldn't be allowed to do it. But here, since it's Sorech HaMoed, since it's for the actual holiday, we allow it.